Ronald, RONALDP as in Paul, RASATIK, born 8/15/49. How old are you if you're born in 49? 70. Let's see. 49, 2024. Hang on, I'm figuring something out. 24 minus 19, 49. Oh, 75. Sorry, my math is terrible. I'm such an idiot. This is a 75-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with Better Days Hospice and Palliative Care, with history of CVA, confusion, dementia, aspiration, weight loss, anxiety, cognitive decline, hypertensive heart disease, osteoarthritis, history of BPH and hyperlipidemia, period. The paragraph, patient has had significant weight loss. He also has had issues with pseudobulbar palsy. He becomes very agitated. He starts crying. Also, he becomes very sexual to the staff at the facility, period. New paragraph, he was hospitalized for a week with fever of unknown origin from 11/29 to 12/5, period. His medication at this time includes aspirin, Tylenol, Lipitor, Aricept, Proscar, melatonin, and Prozac, along with trazodone. This was given to him because of his behavioral issue. He also has aspiration issues. Review of the records indicates that he was also diagnosed with encephalopathy, conversion disorder, history of nasal bone fracture, status post fall, also multiple fractures in the ribs in the past because of falls as well. Period. Let me look one more time. Let's see if I'm not missing anything. Patient has lost weight. He's having a hard time eating. He's Gina, his caretaker, tells me that he eats very little. He has to be fed. Even when he's fed, he eats very little. He was also recently diagnosed with respiratory failure, history of seizure disorder. With significant decline in mentation as well, that was noted, period. Patient also during the hospitalization noted to have PVCs along with low pulse, which was not treated since he's on hospice, period. Oh, wow. Well, that's good. I don't have to go work out. I mean, exercise. Patient white count was 9,000. Hospital records indicates with no evidence of acute infection. Period. The group home, the caretaker is asking for a podiatry consultation, insure, and supplies to be sent because of his weight loss, period. His blood pressure was 133 over 78, pulse of 80 with two-side was 94%, period. He did demonstrate right-sided weakness, difficulty walking, and has symptoms of BPH, and is being treated for BPH at this time, period. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. He's his bowel and bladder incontinent, total ADL dependent, continues to decline as far as his stroke is concerned with the findings of pseudobulbar palsy at this time, period. He has mild lower extremity edema related to symptoms of protein calorie malnutrition, period. Given the natural progression of the disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.